You know, the other day we had such a good time talking to Dr. Robert Dye, the chief economist for Comerica. I want to resume the discussion, and so I've asked him back. But where I want to start is I think, these are famous last words, but I think this time it's different. The economy's different. Everybody always tries to tell you what's going to happen in the future by looking at the past. You know, the period coming out of the war was this period of sustained growth or whatever. I think in 2008 and 2009, so many people were scared, and we were right on the brink of falling apart, that this time it's different.
This is absolutely unique. They say, you know, history doesn't repeat, but it rhymes. I think we can learn lessons from history. But you're right. This is a unique period in U.S. economic history. As we turn the page into July, we'll be 121 months into expansion. We've never been here before. This is a record setter. We can also make the argument for lower overall potential GDP growth, lower inflation, perhaps a lower peak on the Fed funds rate during the cycle. So there's a lot of lower for longer concepts out there as well. So, you know, in terms of setting policy, and we're sort of focusing on the discussion on a lot of policy, it's really groping in the dark at this point and trying to make good guesses, trying to understand how the economy has responded in the past, but recognizing this is truly a unique situation.
It seems like this economy is sort of self-policing, that the memory of, you know, the 08 and 09 and the excesses, you know, are there. They just don't want to repeat them. And it seems like this is true in individuals. The savings rate's still higher than it used to be. And it seems like corporations are playing it closer to the vest.
I think there's two key issues there. One is that the Federal Reserve's regulation of the banking sector is a lot more is a lot tougher now. We have to have higher capital. There's a lot of examination that goes on, and I think that's to the benefit of the U.S. economy. The banking sector is definitely stronger. But the other thing is we're simply an older country now, and we have a lot more people who are at or near or just past retirement age, and they're approaching their finances differently. We have a younger population that's coming on to replace those older workers who are retiring, and they're saddled by student debt, and they're having a harder time getting into the housing market. So this economy is definitely behaving differently from a demographic point of view also.
I'm not going to ask you whether the Fed's going to cut interest rates anytime during the remainder of this year, because we've got, you know, the Fed futures, we can look at that. They could be wrong too. But let me ask you, do you, based on what you see right now, should they lower interest rates sometime during the remainder of this year? Is it going to be required?
I think it is. And I don't want to put a should in front of the Fed, but I can tell you my expectation is solidly in the camp of we will see at least one 25 basis point rate cut very soon, which in my view means the end of July.
Really?
and probably another. If we don't get 50 in July, we'll get another 25 before the end of the year. So the Fed is on the on the trajectory of lowering the Fed funds rate at least one or two steps now. And also bear in mind, getting back to the global argument, global monetary policy easing is what we're seeing. We're seeing other central banks around the world bringing interest rates down, and that has an impact on exchange rates, because if the Fed doesn't move right now, they look relatively tighter compared to other central banks, and that's going to put more upward pressure on the dollar, and that's a bad news for trade. So the Fed can't stay the same because conditions are changing around it.
You know, putting on my stock market hat, I would say if the Fed cuts interest rates by 50 basis points, by 0.5% in July, it would scare the daylights out of me. I would figure they knew something I didn't know, and things were a lot worse off. I would think that would be, the stock market would go down if that happened. I think it'd send the wrong signal.
It would cut both ways, and that's why I think the Fed's going to go 25. But we'll have to see. You know, they can look at the world in a completely different way too. But I think right now that they are very much aware of the futures markets that we've been discussing, and I think if they felt like the Fed funds futures markets and other signals were out of whack, they would be making statements to try to reel that in, and they are not.
Yeah, good.
And so there's, you know, there's a lot of to be said here for the dog that isn't barking.
Yeah, good. Yeah, you make a very good point. As always, Dr. Robert A. Dye is the chief economist for Comerica. It's always good to spend time with you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, David, and have a good vacation.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.